Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, ladies and gentlemen, Universal Family, Spirit Dancers. Thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in and going within so that you don't go without. And when you go within, what are you reminding yourself of? This is it, Clyde.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Good place to start from. Start your day from the truth of who you really are, recognizing your identity. And from that place in consciousness, we start the show. And we wish you happy holy days.
Hi, this is Celeste Morgan from the Celestial Show, wishing you and yours a happy holiday.
Peace and blessings, Universal Family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Return to me with
That she is. With every breath, return to yourself, return to the me consciousness, return to the me that transcends the me that you see in the mirror, the you that is everlasting. If you spend the rest of your life just remembering that affirmation, today I'm going to return to me. I'm going to return to the love that I am. I'm going to return to the truth that I am. I'm going to live and speak and embrace and work from that space. You don't have to read any other book. You don't have to do nothing. Just if you consciously bring yourself back to that truth that you are committing and setting the intention to live from the place of love, of groundedness, of beauty, compassion, understanding, joy, you're done. You're there. Guess what? And you're already there now. And if you don't feel like you're there, you want to ask yourself, what is your definition of there? I won't say too much about that because I want to save some of this for the show because that's part of the conversation. The Agape Choir reminding us to return to the source of our being, to return to love. With every breath even, that no matter what we are doing, return, start from the place, go back to the beginning, go back to love, go back to the truth of who you are, your true identity, the identification. You think about it, identity, the identification of the entity expressing as you. What's the identification of the entity expressing as you? Before you receive your birth certificate, who are you? Who were you? Before you took on flesh, who are you? Before the sperm and the egg came together, who are you? Where did your life start? Where does it end? That's the question. We're here to stimulate thoughts so you may fall in love with yourself in a whole new way. In every song, every guest, every conversation, every joke, every quote-unquote silliness is all directing you to the truth of who you are. Life is sacred, and everything else is, and so are you. The Agape Choir brought us in. What a wonderful prayer. To find out more about them, their website address is agapelive.com, agapelive.com, the virtual home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. And you can download some of the chants of the choir by going to soundofagape.com. So you can wake up to chants that connect you with who you really are. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. And when that change is inspired in you, you can't help but make a difference. As a matter of fact, you make a difference right now. You make a difference simply by listening. On a physical level, on a human level, in an ego level, you're making a difference. Because now my ego self is like, people are listening. There is a reason why we do this show. On a spirit level, we're joining together, holding the high watch for ourselves and humanity, and being part of the healing. On an emotional level, just coming together, knowing that we're interconnected, that we need each other. On an emotional level, we connect with this inner peace. Like, there's other people out there. There's some other crazy people that think like me. Also, I'm not crazy. So you're making a difference right where you are. You don't even know it, did you? You didn't know it. Don't lie. You didn't know you were making a difference. All right. One or two of you are a little bit smarter than I am, but what can I say? You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. I Am is your host. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade. And all the other names. It's nice to see you in the chat room. And speaking of the chat room, Yvette, I need you to come back to the computer and stop multitasking, okay? Because you're gonna be my eyes today. Celeste can't get online. So come back to the computer, stop walking around. That's not allowed. When you're working with me, when we're working together, you got to stay focused. Because you never know when I'm going to come to you. Get off the phone. Tell them to call you back later. So, Yvette, nice to see you. New Jace, it's nice to see you. Silent listeners, disguised as guests. It's always, always nice to see you all. Those of you who are on the phone line, thank you for being part of this conversation. And archive listeners, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And, of course, we won't forget our Within Radio listeners. Together, we make a difference. We're supporting each other on this transformation journey. And life is good. Life is good. You get to choose. You can choose a life that is good or a life that is just, it's crazy. Or as a matter of fact, you can just stop at is, ... You get to fill in the blank. And it's all up to you because you're making up the stories anyway. You're the writer, you're the director, you're the producers, you're the extra, you're the actors and the actresses. It's all good. Just write a story that leaves you recognizing that you are the hero of your life. Speaking of heroes and chiros, somebody else who knows how to write life in the way that is palatable to the ears is the church lady, also known as, actually, she's also known as the Spider Woman, because she weaves things together. And she's also known as Celeste Shante Morgan. And she's also known as, okay, I won't give away all her names. Hey, Celeste.
Hello, Life Coach today. Feels weird being on this site, but I'm trusting the process. How are you doing today? It feels weird being on this side, not being online. I can't play with my friends in the chat room. I'm so glad Yvette is there. What a wonderful member of the Life Conversations Radio family. Always has my back. Thank you, Yvette. Life Coach today, you are right, Life Coach today.
Yeah, you know, that's good enough for me. I don't mind being all right. You know, it's all right. You ain't all that, but it's all right. That's good enough because being all right will get you into the house. You know,
I know that.
Because, you know, when they're looking through the list, they're like, let's see, are you on the list? You know, they say, oh, that's my boy. Girl, come in here. And then I show up, they're like, nah, yeah, all right. They ain't come in. You know, but other people, they ain't coming in. So I'm good with I.
Well, I'm just trusting the process. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know you're enough.
I know, that's right. Don't be trying to do the show.
God is okay.
Don't have me singing now. We're not gonna have that happen. Yeah, I know that I am enough, and that's what I stand for each and every one, that we remember our enoughness. Yeah, that's a new word. I like it too, and I'm gonna use it. Enoughness. I create my reality. Nobody tells me what to do.
That's right. Go ahead, Neo. All right. Let me get to your announcements. Show Barbara Berger can't wait to jump in. What a wonderful friend. Sister friend.
She's on her way. Yeah. She just arrived at the airport a few minutes ago. She's in a limousine around the corner. So she's on the way. Coming all the way from Denmark. She's on her way.
Well, then, let me get to these announcements. Let these wonderful family members know what's going on the Life Conversations Radio Network. So I'm going to get to it.
I think that's a good idea. Before people say, what are they doing talking about? I thought they said that we happy yet. Now, if you keep talking, I ain't going to be happy. Can y'all just get on with the show? Okay.
What are you projecting?
You guys got to release some of this energy inside of me. I don't want to hold on to it. It's a moment of forgiveness. I just have to let it out. I'm releasing. Okay, go ahead. Do your thing.
We don't have people listening like that. They don't. That's not a vibrational alignment for us.
You're right. Oh, my God. I got issues. Okay, let me go talk to my spiritual mentor. I'll be right back. I need to get some healing done. I need to raise my consciousness.
Make sure you give yourself a hug. Make sure you give yourself a hug. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find our favorite metaphysical rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day and our wonderful guest, Barbara Berger, can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we want to make sure that we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations Radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also email Life Coach Today any time of the day, and he will answer your questions on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachtoday.com. You can also email him any topics you would like Life Coach Renee to cover for an upcoming show. So what has you curious? Let's get Life Coach Renee's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of December is Living with the One, and we have wonderful shows and guests lined up who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, we're working on a special treat, but stay tuned. More information will be coming. It might be Life Coach Renee solo, or it might be a really special guest. So stay tuned for that. We'll keep you informed. I know Life Coach Renee, just leave me alone. I hear Cleo. That's the security cat family meowing at her mommy. Mommy's working right now, trying to do the announcement, sweetie. Okay.
No, I keep telling you, you need to keep Cleo in the conversation. We need the animal kingdom to support us. This spiritual work ain't no joke. You think this intellectual mind, egoic mind will let us do it? We need the animal kingdom to bring that unconditional love. So stop kicking her out of the studio, okay? Behave yourself. Go
I'm
ahead.
Sorry,
I'm done.
I'm sorry, Cleo. Forgive me. Cleo is the security cat at LifeConversationsRadio.com. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join Mbasa Safira for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Have you passionately loved and appreciated you? If not, take a trip on the playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And be sure to join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we go more in-depth with numerology, medicine cards, and tarot to help you make inspired moves in your life. And in case you haven't heard it, the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Saturday nights just got hotter with the sounds of soul with the Danny Feloce. Get ready for some soul, R&B, pop, gospel, and more at 10 p.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. Now, if you missed the Soul Train on Saturday, you can catch an encore presentation on Wednesday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, also at 12radio.com. And finally, we have a special gift for you. For a donation of $5 or more, you get to receive a guided meditation done by our very own Life Coach Today. Say yes to your good. So to find out how to get in alignment with all the good that's running for you, with you, and through you, you go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Then hover, don't click, on the Life Conversations radio menu. Then click the Ask Life Coach Today drop-down menu, and you will see a donate button on the right-hand side. You can also go to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show or Life Conversations radio fan like pages on Facebook and simply click the donate button. We thank you in advance, family, for being such a blessing. Now, that wraps up your announcements with Cleo the Cat and Celeste. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
I like that with Cleo the Cat and Celeste. Thank you, Celeste. You know, when it's Cleo, right, she's the security of Life Conversations Radio. She helps everybody feel secure in their insecurities. You know, we need that. We need
that. Of course
we do. Mm-hmm. Stop fronting Cleo like she's a rescue cat. You know she helps you feel grounded.
Amen to that. I'm sorry, Cleo.
Thank you, Celeste. Yes.
My
you
pleasure.
Do.
Have a great show.
Yeah. I will. Thank you, thank you, thank you very much. And see you around one. Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on Life Conversations Radio, where we joyfully and happily partner with Block Talk Radio, because that's all it is partnering. This is Life Conversations Radio. I just need to tell y'all that. I know we've got new listeners, so don't get it twisted. We are not on Block Talk Radio. We're partnering Ooh, I feel a little bit of ego expression. Yes, you got to give your ego some props, or else it won't leave you alone. Got to pay attention to your ego sometimes. Like, oh, look at you flexing your muscles. And when you learn to do that, you may just know what happiness is. We're asking you today, are you happy yet? You've been meditating, you've been chanting, you've been doing sweat lodge, you got your crystals, you don't go anywhere without your crystals, and what else do you do? You got sage and all kinds of sage, the white one, the from Mexico, but are you happy yet? Hey, I'm not saying you're not, I'm just asking a question. What do you mean sometimes I am, sometimes I'm not? That's not what I asked you. I want you to answer yes or no. Are you happy yet, period? All right. One or two of you need some help. Well, guess what? My sister friend is in the house, and she's a family member now. She's not even a guest. Barbara Berger is in the house. Okay. Yeah, I don't know what kind of house that is, but she's in the house. And she's the author of Are You Happy Now? And so that I can be happy, and just a little bit of confession here, I'm having to do, what am I doing again? Doing a lot of things myself because Celeste can't get online. So I need to just play just some music to buy some time and get myself sorted. And then when we come back, I'm going to read Barbara's bio, and then we'll continue the conversation. Now, get back in the radio mode. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. But he can't find a song he's going to play, so he was on it, but no.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
I can rest, I am safe.
I didn't even know I needed the words of those songs. The words of those songs. Of that song. There you go. All is well. Breathe. Life is good. It's getting better. All is well. Don't trip. Just trust. Don't trip. Just trust. Karen Drucker, thank you very much. I got it all together now. I'm ready for my sister friend, Barbara Berger. And that was Karen Drucker. Her website address is karendrucker.com. Yes, just what I needed. I'm in the zone now. Ooh, y'all in trouble. I'm in the zone now. Anyway, let's move on. Barbara Berger has been a seeker all of her life, and all of Barbara's books are based on her life work, which has always been to try to find a way out of suffering. Her quest to ease suffering has led Barbara to explore many different pathways and approaches, mental, physical, metaphysical, psychological, and spiritual. She discovered in the early 80s that healthy foods and diet were not enough to ensure true well-being. She began to study the science of mind, the nature of consciousness, metaphysics, and finally traditional spirituality and psychology. To date, she has written over 15 self-help books, documenting and presenting the tools and insights she has discovered over the years on her quest. In all her books, Barbara explores and explains the incredible power of the mind and how we can use this power wisely to live happy lives right now, regardless of outer events and circumstances. I want to read that again, because that's the most important thing. If we can get that. She explores and explains the incredible power of mind and how we can use this power wisely to live happy lives right now, regardless of outer events and circumstances. To find out more about Barbara Berger, her website address is Beam Team. There you go. BEAMTEAM.com. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my friend, our family, ourselves, Barbara Berger. Hello, Barbara. How are you doing?
Hello, Ade. Hello. Well, all is well. That's what you said. That's what you're saying.
Yes, indeed. All is well. I mean, I believe that life is perfect, even if my interpretation of life is imperfect and in that space.
That's perfect. You said it all.
Yeah. Yes. Sometimes
but you
my
also
interpretation.
Said I also heard you say before that it was brilliant. You said that as long as we can feel secure in our insecurity. I love that. That was great, man.
You know, isn't that, you know, we sometimes fight what is not even fighting us, or things we can't even fight, because sometimes the insecurities are things that is based on our own judgment. But sometimes
that's exactly right.
You just say, you know what? Yeah, I suck at that. Yeah, I don't know. Yep. My name is Adia. I'm an alcoholic. Not that I am, but you understand what I'm saying. I am that I am. If any of my brothers and sisters are an alcoholic, then so be it.
But must say, I don't know if that lovely picture you put up on Facebook, I really, really liked it. I shared it on my Facebook author page because I thought you look so handsome. You know the picture I mean, the one you have under our event? Or maybe Celeste put it up, but you look so wonderful in that picture. Such nice energy and such a handsome guy.
Oh, Lord, let me go check that page. Let me go check a picture of myself out. I'm secure in my insecurity.
Are you
yeah, well, that's why I'm cracking jokes. That's like cracking jokes. You know, it gets kind of like, oh, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, that's the best picture of you. It's much because you had some other pictures that were okay, but this picture, you're wearing like a cream-colored shirt, and you're sitting in front, and you got your headset on, and you're sitting in front of your keyboard. But you look,
yes.
That is such a gorgeous picture.
Thank you.
Good energy, right? Good, you know.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about you now.
I thought I'd catch you off guard, right? You know, you said you wanted to feel secure in your insecurity, right? So I'm testing you.
You're a good teacher. Yes, I like how I look in that picture. I was feeling quite happy.
Yeah. You were happy then. You were happy then, right?
But, you know, to really tell the truth, I was really, I don't remember that day when I took the picture, but that picture was taken in a studio that I in England, and it was just something I've never done before. That was the first year for Life Conversations Radio. And putting it all together, such an accomplishment. And you could not get me out of there. I'd go in like 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'd be leaving the next morning like 4 o'clock. I just loved being in there to watch the creation. And my God, I mean, I was addicted to the studio.
And that was in England? Yeah. You're not in England now, are you?
No, I'm not. You were like, we're close. No, I'm in America. This was 2000. I think that picture was taken 2006. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I love how you said, you're not in England now. Get on the boat.
Well, I mean, it's right around the corner from me. So if you were in England now, you could come by and say hi to me. That's what I was sort of warming up to. But you're in Atlanta right now.
I keep remembering, you're putting the vibe out, and we're definitely going to do a lot more work. I know it anyway, so I trust the process. So
good.
We started to show off and sharing what it feels like, what it looks like to be happy. And so, listeners, this is all part of the show. And it's been a while. It's been like, I was thinking about it today. I think the last time we had a conversation was about a year ago, but who's counting? Because we can have you here whenever we want. Now,
I don't think it was that long ago. I don't think so, but I don't have my list right in front of me. But, no, I think it was the beginning of this year. Not a year, but almost. But we've always had such positive energy between us, and we're always talking about the really good stuff.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I really do. You are people that I really love and admire. I admire your work. I admire your compassion.
You bring
humanity to your work, and I don't get this.
Thank you.
You reach people, and it's always a joy having a conversation with you. And
thank you.
You're very welcome. And those who listen to you for the first time will get to experience what I'm talking about. So I got to ask you this question. Now I got to ask you this question.
Mm.
The first question I got to ask you, because I got emails from across the world that said, make sure you ask her this one question. And the question is, who are you? Who is Barbara Berger?
Who? Tell me who. I am the child of God, just like you and everybody else, right?
Mm.
I mean, it's very simple. And actually, I think it's really a good question, and it's a really a good place to start, because when we understand that we're all the children of God, that also is a way of, you know, feeling our value, our inherent worth. And again, you said that about being secure in our insecurity. I mean, what could make us feel more secure in our whatever craziness there is in our life than to know that we're the children of God, each one of us, each one of them created in the image and likeness of God. I mean, if we just meditate on that for the rest of our lives, I mean, it's just, you know, then we're home. Because actually you'd say all of our suffering in a way is the separation thought, the thought that we're separate from the divinity. So I love that. That's a great question. It's a good place to start. Thank you.
You're welcome. Let's talk a little bit about this godness, this divinity, because I believe that it is the problem and it is the answer. And this is what I mean.
Well, I mean,
go ahead.
It's also, it depends on, people use different words for, the word God for some people is a turn on, and for some people it's a turn off, and we can use the word the presence, we can use, the force, we can, the field of consciousness, the nature of reality. I mean, we have so many different words that we can sort of label this presence, but the most important thing is to know it in yourself and to feel. I mean, many of the exercises in my books are about turning within and feeling, discovering that this field of consciousness, that you are this field of consciousness, which is all of life. And and if you want to call that God or the source or, the divine presence, I mean, again, it doesn't really matter what we call it, but to know it within yourself is the healing, as far as I can see.
Yes, I'm so with you. And I want, we're going to talk about today's topic. This topic is kind of like an offshoot of your book. The topic today is, are you happy yet? You just written your latest book is, are you happy now? 10 ways to live a happy life. we had you once talking about, we had a title, say, are you happy now? And then I thought, instead of calling part two, it's like, you learn what it means to be happy. So we want to ask you, are you happy yet? Now
I
what?
Must say, I really had a good laugh. I said, only Ade could do that, right? Nobody else would dare to do that.
Hey, I listen to people on the other side, and I've learned to listen and follow through, because when I don't, I beat myself up. Say, go ahead, you got our permission. And if people don't like it, send them to us. I keep people in
but
my
it
head.
It's also like, When you say it like that, are you happy yet? It's like we're all so thick headed. That's also the way I hear it. When are you going to get this? And
yes,
I mean, so that's definitely speaking to me too. Because I mean, am I happy yet? I mean, like I actually say in the beginning of the book, "Are you happy now?" That people ask me, "Are you happy now, Barbara?" And I always say, "Well, when I follow my own advice, I'm pretty happy." So it's like, am I happy yet? Sometimes, So it's also something that changes.
You brought a good point up, because I want to talk about, bring both of that into the whole idea of God and happiness. And, you are an expert because you write from your life experience and the experience that goes beyond the life experience. And there's sometimes a struggle, because we look at spirituality as the, generally speaking, that people look at when you're on a spiritual path, and that's this perfect path, and you have everything you need, you never feel any pain, there's no suffering. And of course, Barbara, you're a writer, you know this, you've been writing books, you've written over 15 books, so clearly you don't go through the struggle we go through. And
let me just stop you right there. Let me just stop you right there, because anybody who thinks that, and I deal with that all the time, is way, 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 way off the mark. And in fact, the reason that I'm able to write the books that I write and the reason that I'm able to offer the insights that I can offer is just exactly because I've had so many difficulties and so many problems and so much suffering. And that's actually what's motivated me to go deeper, to ask questions, and to discover some of the things I've discovered. So anybody who has the idea that, when you're on the spiritual pathway, it's easygoing, they got it wrong, as you know. I mean, we do have our moments of clarity, but we also really, really have a lot of deep anguish. I mean, that's just the way it is.
It is. And, the anguish is sort of like a tool, if you will, like a shovel to dig deep into earth of our consciousness. I know for me, I always tell people work is an extension of my personal spiritual work. And I've always said when
You know, I've always said that, God, I want my life to be an example of the work that I'm doing of myself. I don't want to just have this intellect. I want to know what I'm talking about. I want to be an example of what I'm teaching.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of thinking, that was a crazy prayer. Because,
but, I mean, the reality is that pain is the motivator for people like you and me. It's not, I mean, you know, I also work every day as a therapist. People don't come to me because they're feeling great. They come to me because they're in crisis or they're having problems. So, but I know that for everyone that I meet and for myself as well that, that our crises, our problems, our traumas, they are what are motivating us to go up higher, to look within. I mean, we don't do it unless we get beaten over the head. I mean, it's just the way it is, unfortunately. I mean, it would be great if we could say, you know, I'm happy and I'm motivated to look within, but it doesn't work like that. It really doesn't, unfortunately, you could say. But so there was a great writer named C.S. Lewis who said, pain is God's megaphone, you know, that the pain is what motivates us.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk about pain in your book. You have 10 ways to live a happy life. This is the holiday season, and people are going to be buying gifts, using money, and money they have or don't have, and dreading their family. So much going on. People are experiencing depression because they're remembering loved ones who have made their transition, or, you know, there's a story that people tell themselves that this is the hardest time of life for me. You just don't understand. So there's stories we tell ourselves. And, you know, in your book, the first number one cause of suffering and unhappiness, you said, is wanting life to be something it is not. And you talk about how we can go about healing that to accept what is. Talk about that.
Well, I mean, if you really boil it down, you will see, you say, we are present in this moment, right now, right? This is it. And the only suffering actually is resisting what is. Because, I mean, whatever is happening right now is already happening. And if you're resisting, I mean, if you really think about it, you cannot suffer if you don't resist what is. And I just like to say here that a lot of people, when they first hear this concept, they think that I'm saying that we should just give up and we should be passive and we shouldn't do anything. But accepting what is actually the most powerful thing we can do as human beings, because when we recognize what reality is in this moment, then we can act constructively. When we're lost in the dream, when we're lost in resistance, when we're saying things shouldn't be the way they are, then we're helpless to change things. So actually accepting what is like waking up from the dream and saying, okay, this is the situation. What can I do here? What is the best choice? How can I use my focus? How can I use my energy? What is it that God wants me to do here? But if you're lost in, you know, it shouldn't be like this, or people should be different, or the situation should be different, or this shouldn't be happening to me, or it's not fair, all of those kind of stories, they are so disempowering. So accepting reality, accepting what is in this now moment, is actually the most powerful thing we can do too. But it's also the thing that will make us happy in the now moment also, because again, we have so many expectations which are unrealistic to reality, that things should be different. So of course we can't be happy if we think things should be different. If we think things should be different, we can work for a positive change. That's another thing. But in this moment, this is the way it is. So it's a very, very fine balance. And again, if you want this book that I've written, Are You Happy Now? It's not a book about, you know, fair or unfair or right or wrong, because they're all sort of mental interpretations of things. It's about, you know, what does it take for me to be happy now? What does it take for me to experience the radiance of my own existence, the joy of beingness. And it's really all of our stories, all of our protesting against the way things are, all of our resistance that is actually, we rob ourselves of the joy of this moment. So, yeah, so it's a very powerful thing to meditate on, to look at where you're resisting. What is it about this moment, or what is it in your life, or your relationship, or your job, or, you know, your situation, or your body? I mean, in all of these areas, we have resistance to things which really rob us of the joy of our own being.
I can hear people say, well, you know, I hear some of what you're saying, Barbara, but you saying accepting. I mean, there's some people who people need to learn to be nice. They should be nice, but there are a lot of people who are mean. We shouldn't be going to we, you know,
I
we need to, you know, there's all this thing. But, and you telling us to accept what is? If I accept what is,
well,
I mean,
well, again,
how am I going to enjoy that?
But again, that's where it gets tricky. In other words, accepting what is not the same as being a doormat. It's not the same as not taking care of yourself. It's not the same as not being assertive. It's not the same as not setting limits. Those are all the I mean, again, the reality is there are some people who are mean. Yes. So how are you going to deal with that? How are you going to take care of yourself? You don't deal with the situation by saying, he or she should be nice to me when they're not. So we call our, if you go into our website, beamteam.com, we call it getting real. In other words, by getting real, we mean, yes, it's true. Some people aren't very nice. Yes, it's true. Some situations are not very nice. What are we going to do about it? Where do we find our power to deal with that? We don't find our power by, again, by beating up and saying, it shouldn't be like that, poor me. And one of the things that I see happening to people who are on the so-called inner pathway or spiritual pathway or whatever we want to call it, is when they, the great transformation happens when you start to claim your own power. In other words, when you stop blaming other people and you start looking towards, you know, what can I do in this situation? What? How can I contribute? What can I do to create something that's better here? And sometimes walking away is the best you can do. So so again, you know, setting limits, taking care of yourself, all of these things, accepting reality has nothing to do with being a doormat. I can't say that enough because it's true. A lot of people misunderstand and think. Take, for example, you get sick. You go to the doctor and you get an unpleasant diagnosis. So in that situation, what is the best you can do? Is it the best you can do to say, this is unfair, it shouldn't be happening to me, poor me, you know, lay down and die? Or is it better to mobilize your resource and say, okay, this is a situation, how am I going to use the power of my mind to focus now? Am I going to focus on the amazing healing power in all my cells? Am I going to focus on, you know, the strength of my immune system? Am I going to focus on eating better? Am I going to focus on exercising? I mean, so again, you might be in a situation which you don't want to be in, but how are you going to deal with it? That's where our power is, that choice. That's the only choice we really have.
Yes, yes. And it actually takes courage and real focus to accept what is, because accepting what is willing to look at what is really happening, being fully present, and but you know, just really being to now rather than trying to fix, to look at what's good, what's bad. And it takes courage to be, when you talk about when you, if you're feeling health, if there's a health challenge, or you know, all the things, the stories we make up, to actually sit with that, because I have found that, you know, it's when we run from what is happening is when we suffer the most. you know?
I agree.
It's that
we
running.
Get lost in our, we get lost in our stories. We get lost in our minds. We don't. We're not present, as you say. Being present and actually saying, because the other thing about being present is, it's the best antidote, the best cure against what I call catastrophic thinking. For example, say again, if you go back to this illness thing, you know, it's like, if you have catastrophic thinking, you know, like, oh, I'm going to die, or this is, you know, I can't do anything, and this is, this black and white catastrophic thinking, whereas if you're present in the moment, it's much easier to say, okay, the facts are right now, this is the situation, but I'm still alive, and what can I do now? And instead of going, again, if we go to the future or the past, we're lost in the illusion, and we don't have power there. We only have power now. So again, it's really right what you say. Being present is the most powerful thing, and it is also, as you say, it takes courage. It does take courage.
Go ahead.
It's also so liberating, actually, to be present, because it gets in a way, you could say it really makes everything much more simple. Because when you're lost in the future or in the past, especially when you're projecting into the future, I mean, it's all fluff. I mean, you can't do anything about a thought. But when you're when you're here now, you know. I mean, I can see when clients come who really don't feel good. And they're doing this catastrophic thinking about future events, just bringing them back to the present moment. You can just see the whole system, and it's relaxing, and that their faces relax, and they start to smile, and they sort of float out of my office instead of, you know, they come in really tense and I don't know what to do. And by the time they go, it's like, wow, you know, it's like a really, really energetic change.
Yes, yes. And, you know, even in that space of accepting what is, if we can just really be there, I found in my experience is I actually either a solution is revealed to me or a question will come up that takes me deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be just as simple as, okay, so this is one people can relate to. It could be something like, oh, so you think you're not doing enough or whatever, you're not enough. And in that space, when I'm able to sit with that, I get to hear questions saying, okay, well, if you're not enough, what does that mean?
Excellent.
And that takes you deeper to start saying, oh, you know, because the questions that come up, we talked about the divine. We're connected to the all-knowing power source.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all the answers, all the questions, it lives in the now. But the courage to just listen to the liberating questions, you know, it takes courage. But of course, we've got to do the inner work. And we've got to be willing to apply the principles. You know,
But it was a great question. It was a great question what you just said. That's a really good one to look at. I'm not enough.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just think about that. If we are the divinity itself, if we are the children of God, it's not possible that we can't be enough. I mean, just to meditate on that, I'm not enough. You know, and as you say, to go deeper with that, you will find out that you are actually everything. So of course you're enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just think how liberating that realisation is. And just one or two simple realizations like that, when we go deeper, it's like rewiring our whole, the whole computer gets rewired. It's like the cards all fall down, you know, because we're enough. And it's so true, as you say, that all of the information, all of the intelligence is present now. And we have access to all of it if we just would quiet down and be present now.
If you're just joining us, you are listening to the beautiful voice, the American accent with a Danish tone to it, Barbara Bergen.
Thank you for getting that clear.
we're one with the one. You know, some people, okay, this may be a little bit of judgment on my side, but I don't mean it in a malicious way. You know, Americans like, well, she sounds different. Where's she from? She sounds like she's American. She sounds different. People are asking that question.
I know, it's true. People do. I have a Scandinavian accent, I know, but I've lived over here for 100 years, so I have an excuse.
He's there for 100 years. And she is happy, and she is very happy. Barbara Berger is the author of Are You Happy Now? 10 Ways to Live a Happy Life. We won't have time to go through all the 10 ways, but there's some that I want to highlight, and because I think it's very important for us to embrace. Before we take a break, I want to just kind of use accepting what is for people, just people who are having challenging times. To talk about times of holidays, the suicide rate goes up. How can somebody who's feeling lonely, feeling alone, clearly, you know, they feel nobody cares about them or love, they lost a loved one, how can they apply accept what is while they just feel?
The last of the 10 points in the book, the 10th point, is to see beyond impermanence. And that chapter of the book, I really deal with what you're asking about now. There is no quick fix as long as we are identified with this life, this body. And again, don't misunderstand me. It's not that we shouldn't enjoy our lives and that we shouldn't be present in our lives, but until we go deeper and ask ourselves, what is this thing called life, and who am I, as you asked me in the beginning, and what is the nature of this thing that we call existence, until we go deeper and find out that we are more than our physical bodies, until we start to understand that we are eternal beings and that we are the children of God, and we, you know, the eternal verities, before we start to meditate on them and contemplate them and actually feel these things in our lives, we are bound to be unhappy, because everything in the relative world is changing. Everything is changing, and everything that we have in this body, in this so-called life, is going to leave us. So it's something that we all face. There's not one of us. So if we're totally identified with our physical body, it's going to be painful when we get old and when we get sick. And again, not that it's not painful even if we have a greater view, but they've made studies about it. People who are more spiritual or religious or whatever you want to call it, who believe that, you know, that they're eternal souls and that they're going to go on, they have a deeper sense of peace. And of course, it's understandable because it's the truth we're talking about.
Right.
So we cannot comfort ourselves if we're totally identified with the body. I mean, it's just the body is going to go. It's just the way it is. And that's also, you know, accepting what is, because as long as we don't contemplate it, sooner or later we're going to be in deep shit, if I may use the word, because we're going to be we're going to come face to face with the fact that you cannot have absolute satisfaction in the relative world. You can have relative satisfaction. You can have happiness which comes and goes with things that come and go. That's fair enough, and you should enjoy that. I'm not saying we shouldn't enjoy that kind of happiness. But the deeper, unconditional happiness of being itself, that's beyond the physical body. And again, you can say in relationships too. I mean, people come and go in our lives. That's the way it is. Relationships come and go. Children come and go. Parents come and go. Lovers come and go. I mean, you know that. I know that, and everybody else knows that. But when we fight against that, we're really setting ourselves up for pain and suffering.
Yes, so true, so true. We are going to take a break, and when we come back, I just kind of, you know, I want us to do something here, because I heard to do it. When we come back, we're going to do a celestial moment, and then after that, I want you to talk about your definition of happiness. Because, you know, there's different meaning, and it's kind of, you know, it's just coming up to, so we get to understand, because I think there's confusion sometimes of things that we say we understand.
Exactly. I would really like to talk about that. I believe that it's lacking in our inspired discussion.
yes. I just love my life. I love the fact that I get to talk to people like Barbara and all the other guests. I am so, so grateful. I am so grateful. One of the things Barbara talked about in her book is one of the 10 ways to live a happy life is follow your passion, accept the consequences. There's so much fulfillment when you live in your passion. So much fulfillment. I know that to be true. If you have any questions, thoughts, disagreements, Doubts, worries, fears, bring it. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. This is the House of Love, and we have set the intention to support you on your transformation journey. So whatever you're moving through, we're here to guide you and help you connect to the truth that is within you. I thank all of you that are listening. Julia, my sister friend, thank you, thank you, thank you for being here. Those of you listening on the phone lines, New Jays, Yvette is here, Celeste's here, silent listeners, archive listeners, and of course, our within radio listeners. Thank you for being part of this conversation, because really we're all making a difference as you take time to be with this conversation. A shift is taking place, you know, a shift is taking place. So thank you for saying yes to life. We are going to take a break and come back, and we'll do whatever we do when we come back. So right now, let's just take a break so we can all let it all sink in. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes, indeed. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
Peace and blessings, universal family. Life Coach Ade here. I want to wish you and yours a wonder-filled holidays. The excitement of a new year is upon us, which often inspires the desire to change and be more. As you plan for the future, don't forget to give thanks for today. Your existence is important and valuable to humanity. All of us here at Life Conversations Radio are grateful for your support and your commitment to being a beneficial presence in the world. May you experience the fullness that life has to offer you. And don't forget, life is good. It's getting better. Peace and blessings.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet, because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. We are here for you, as you, with you on Life Conversations Radio, where we are supporting you to be the change you want to see. And it's time for the lady, the lady with the voice. And you know who I'm talking about. That would be Celeste Morgan. Hello, Celeste Morgan.
Hello, Life Coach today. What a beautiful, bountiful conversation you're having with our sister friend Barbara Berger. She is such a treat and a joy.
Mm-hmm.
So B's in her name. You know, I keep, because I know she's from Bethesda, which is not far from where I am. But
hold on, let me unmute her. Am I talking to me?
Please,
you want to talk to her?
Let me take you to my girl. Hello, Barbara. But you know, I have to tell you though, you are way funkier than you
she's
are way
to the phone like
Bethesda. Barbara Berger is too funky for Bethesda. That's why she doesn't live there. Now, if you're
exactly,
in the
that's exactly
area,
why I don't live there.
She's too funky for it. She can't. Bethesda can't handle Barbara Berger. Barbara Berger belongs to the world, and what a gift you are.
Thank you.
It is my pleasure.
Thank you.
To
that's
hear
really
you.
True. I really appreciate that you noticed that.
Hey, I know. I'm so proud of you for making that move because you could have had a completely different life, and we would have all missed out. So
thank goodness
for knowing who you are and setting
thank
the world
you.
On fire. My pleasure. And say hey to Tim Ray.
Yeah, he's here in the background somewhere lurking. He says hi back.
What's up, boy? Okay, that's her son, Beam Team. They've both been on the show, family. They come separately. Tim, I'm coming after you for next year.
Definitely.
You know what? Beam Team, I love you guys. You're great.
Thank you.
So this moment is actually dedicated to you. I was really torn which way I was going to go.
We're listening.
Yes, I love it. You know, on my wall, I just posted the Hermit card from Tarot, and 9 is the energy of the day. So I'm not giving away too much of my celestial moment right now, but when I saw the Hermit show up and the way that I play with it, I'm like, this is a gift for Barbara. So let me get to it so you guys can continue your conversation. I'm getting happy.
All right.
I'm getting
Let's
happy.
Do it.
I have lots of tests, but Asha, moving on now. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. 9 is the energy of the day. And if it happens to be your birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. Mars is the ruling planet of number 9. And Mars is named after the Roman god of war. So it's not necessarily a touchy-feely energy. It brings up aggressiveness, assertiveness, challenges, and it can be a bit emotional. But it is all about completion. Since 9 is the end of the cycle, we break down and let go in order to experience expansion. Old things die away, particularly dead wood. There is no life in these old things. It's time to receive the gift of pruning. Ouch, I hear you say. But who really knows what a butterfly feels in the cocoon? Its number is also 9. The butterfly fills the stages of development, and its gift is self-transformation. So we may all start anew. The letters that represent 9 are I and R. So words like introspection, regal, interior, and reality connect us to the magical energy of the number 9. Then we have the term Hermit of Tarot. The hermit is astrologically connected to the sign of Virgo. The virgin is whole, all unto herself. But today, we're going to put the spotlight on how 9 shows up in the Mother Peace Tarot. The number 9 is the crone, the wise elder woman standing at the crossroads. She has her staff and a snake tangled up into a ball of light, showing her the way. The snake represents wisdom. The staff keeps her connected to the earth and grounds her. In the background, we see snow-covered mountains. This speaks of the obstacles and the challenges she has already endured. She asks, which path will lead her home? She quiets down and listens. Now, with the blessings and the lessons, she is confident in her embodied truth. She can trust her inner guidance. There is a laughing goddess on the sign, reminding our dear friend and all of us that all paths are good. So keep it moving. All is well. And that's the story of 9.
filled through the crone of Mother Peace tarot cards. I'll see you on Tuesday, round one, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. Inspiring more questions for Barbara, but that's okay. That's what I pay attention. So thank you.
My pleasure.
Celeste Morgan, Monday to Wednesday, around one. And because Life Conversations, well, Ask Life Coach at a radio show is Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 1. No, 12 to 2. Get it right. 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. All the shows are archived. So let's hang out. She hangs out here, you know, drop a little medicine and act like she didn't do it. Like, oh, I just want to share a little bit of myself. But if you really want to get a full dose of her, she has her own show, Sundays, 8 p.m. Eastern, where she drops cards and all the other good stuff. She will read you from head to toe by the time you hang up the show. Okay, see, that's what you're trying to get. That's what you get trying to be too playful. No, I love the fact that I'm playful. By the time you hang up the phone, you will see yourself in a whole new way, so make sure you check her out. And right now we are talking to our sister, Barbara Berger. Come back to the phone now, Barbara. You don't want to run. Like, oops, sorry to catch you off guard.
I did my running.
Tim, you get that. Get that for me. Hurry up. I don't know how long it's going to take. Oh, boy. Yes. Today's topic and theme is Are You Happy Yet? Inspired by Barbara's book, Are You Happy Now? 10 Ways to Live a Happy Life. Now, before the break, I said to you, I wanted you to talk about how you define happiness. And I would like but I want to kind of add something to that question as you speak to it. I've been having a lot of conversations with female friends. And, and then so let's talk about the crone. So you have a deep wisdom that I feel younger women can learn from. I see you as an elder, and not as an elder as in number, you being old or anything like that. Your wisdom, you're grounded, and you have something to share with me. What would you say to females who are in their, you know, teenagers and their 20s and their 30s and their 40s? First of all, they're talking about, I'm old. I'm like, shut up. But there's this thing about not being happy about how they look, their weight, and not looking as good as the next woman. So can you kind of tie, you know, the definition of happiness as well as speak to happiness for women so they may be free?
Let's just take the first bit that you said about the women today. And, I mean, we live in a society which has simply such unrealistic expectations to the way we should look. Men are suffering from it, too. But, of course, women, it's historically been the woman thing. But, I mean, it's really, 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 really a good way to make yourself sick and miserable. And of course, it's so pervasive in our society. You turn on the TV, everywhere you look, you know, you got to be so thin, you got to be this, you got to be that. So, I mean, it's really, really, really challenging. So again, to find some kind of balance within yourself, to know who you are, all of these things which we're talking about, the spiritual pathway, understanding that you're a child. I mean, what is sort of the antidote to the craziness of our society? You know, I mean, again, we're programmed. We're programmed from the moment we're born with such insane expectations to life. And part of that is our insane expectations to the way we look. So yes, it's a major, major problem. And it's a major, major turnoff for women. And just think about how much mental energy goes into that. Just think about how much time people spend worrying about how they look, how much they weigh. I mean, and of course, the more negatively focused you are, the more you attract of the same. You know, there's also just the law of attraction. What you focus your attention on grows in your experience. So if you're really hung up on the way, you know, you look and you should lose 5 pounds more, 10 pounds more, 15 pounds more, you're just beating yourself up instead of being passionate about whatever you're passionate about and using your energy positively and letting your body take care of itself. It'll probably all work itself out much finer if you do. So uh-huh. that's one thing. But let's just go back to the other thing that you asked me originally. I think I would like to talk about that first before we go on, and that's what I mean by happiness. In my book and in all my work, I really define happiness. There's two kinds of happiness. There's what I call conditional happiness and unconditional happiness. And by conditional happiness, I mean the happiness that we feel when, you know, we have success, or, you know, we make money, or we look good, or we have a nice, you know, husband or wife, or we have wonderful children, or we have success at work, or, you know, or we have money in the bank. Well, these kind of, you know, the relative successes that we have in life. And that's fine to be happy about that. But it's important to understand that all of these things will change, that they're all relative, that there are things that you can't control. They come and go. People come and go. Money comes and goes. Everything changes. So that's why I call it conditional happiness. It's not permanent. It comes and goes. And you can enjoy it for what it is. As long as you understand what it is, you can enjoy it for that. But what the kind of happiness that I'm really talking about in my book, Are You Happy Now, is what I call unconditional happiness. And that is the happiness which is the joy of being, which is our true nature, which is not something that ever changes, which doesn't come and go, which is not something that we have to create, which is what we really are. You could say it's the divinity of our being. And so the project of this book is, how do we uncover that? What is, I mean, the question that the book presents us with is, what is preventing us from experiencing unconditional happiness? What is preventing us from experiencing the radiance of our own souls, the radiance of our own being? So that's really what this book is about. It's not about the changing things that come and go in your life. It's about going deeper and finding that place where you can exist and enjoy being alive in this amazing universe despite the changing scenery around you. Because, I mean, that's what we really want, despite or regardless of the changing scenery. I mean, again, and don't misunderstand me. Of course I prefer good health. Of course everyone prefers good health. Of course we would like to have money in the bank. So don't get me wrong. I understand all that. But deeper than that, the radiance of being, I mean, in the East they call it Om Satchi Ananda, as a divine bliss consciousness. The when we connect to the divinity within ourselves, to our higher self or the big self, whatever we want to call it, the radiance of God. So really you could say, what is it that prevents us? And my discovery is, and what I write about in the book, is that we have all of these, we're programmed from birth, we get all of these unrealistic expectations, negative thoughts, and we have so much in our minds that are it's kind of like it's blocking our experience of who we really are. You could say it's kind of like we're the sun. We're the radiance of the sun. That's who we are to begin with. But there are all these clouds around us, which are our unrealistic expectations, our stories, and they are covering up the sun. They're preventing us from experiencing that divinity. So that's the task, as far as I can see. The spiritual awakening is really not learning more. It's deprogramming or unlearning, you could say, everything that we have learned that prevents us from experiencing the bliss, which is what we are to begin with. I mean, I know that you do, and I know that I do, and I know a lot of other people do. We get glimpses of it. The more we do this work, we start to get glimpses of it, where we feel grounded, where we feel present, where we feel this kind of unconditional happiness. We feel happy for no reason other than that we exist, that we are. That sort of, right?
Yes.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. So that's it.
Some people call that crazy, and I love my craziness. Woo! I am so happy and crazy. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, as you share, I'm thinking, looking at your book, and the first two is accept what is. The second one, you know, the second, when you talk about 10 ways to live a happy life, number two is want what you have. You know, those.
isn't that brilliant?
Yes.
I mean, so brilliant. I'm sometimes amazed at my own brilliance. Just think about how happy we would be if we wanted what we have. I mean, we spend so much of our lives, so much of our energy wanting what we don't have. So why not just, you know, change our tactic and want what we have? It just makes life so much easier. But, I mean, really, if you boil it down, you see that it's because we're always comparing. Just think about it, if we didn't compare for a moment, if you could stop comparing, you know, she's more beautiful than me, or she's thinner than me, or he's richer than me, or, I mean, if you couldn't compare, you would always be happy. I mean, it's so obvious, but we just don't get it.
Now,
so that's what that chapter is about, you know,
yes.
Want what you have,
and
you'll always be happy.
I want to boil it down to, you know, once again, this is the holiday season, Christmas and everything else, gift giving, and, you know, parents are asking their children what they want, you know, let me take a breath because I just caught a wave or something, but parents are asking their children what they want, so the children always, you know, they've been, as you said earlier, we're born into this way of thinking, of wanting more. What they have is not enough. People are trying to impress others, spending money they don't have, and a credit card that they don't even know if they're going to have next year. How do we apply the idea, that step of wanting what we have? Because, you know, someone said, you know, I'm just going to really do things differently. I'm not buying any gifts. I'm not buying any gifts.
Well, you could do that.
But
yeah, you could do that. I mean, and also I can see... What is really the gift thing about? If you really just go back for a moment, the spirit of Christmas. What is it? I mean, it hasn't really got anything to do with all the materialistic stuff. I mean, what was Jesus Christ about? Just think about it. He was talking about divine love. I mean, he didn't have, you know, flashy cars or I mean what was he about? What is Christmas about? The true spirit of Christmas is really, really high. It's about loving one another. It's about the brotherhood of man. It's about peace on earth. I mean, so we somehow got lost there also, right? I mean, and again, it's fine to meet your family and have a nice time. There's nothing wrong with that. But again, it's not about how much. It's the same thing that you asked me before about, you know, young women being so obsessed with their bodies. It's, again, being obsessed with the material world. And there's nothing wrong with having a nice house and having money in the bank. But, I mean, Christmas is not about that. I don't remember reading in the Bible anything about that. Do you?
Well, unless they
left
that out.
Jesus. No, right? I don't remember anything about that. No.
So let me take on... or stand in for somebody saying, you know, Barbara, I hear
what
you're saying.
Well, actually, there's another thing I just want to say, too, because you mentioned also this about families getting together. And it's really, really true that family get-togethers and Christmas and Thanksgiving and all these family get-together time is also a really, really challenging time for many people, not so much because of the gifts and stuff, but because they have so many issues with their families, and that getting together with the family triggers these issues, triggers their pain body, triggers, you know, the dysfunctionality in the family. It's everybody's supposed to be happy, and everybody's supposed to smile, and everybody's supposed to, you know, love one another. But there's all that other stuff that, you know, like the elephant in the room that nobody's talking about. So it's very, very traumatic for a lot of people. And again, my suggestions, as I also have in this book, Are You Happy Now?, and the chapter about taking care of yourself, setting limits, being assertive, it's important to know when you get together with the family that you can't fix it for other people. I mean, that's where we really, really have a lot of anguish, too, when we get together with the family. You know, and again, not that you shouldn't be loving and kind, not that you shouldn't treat everybody with respect, but each one of us is like dealing with our own stuff, and I can't fix it for the other people in my family, and the other people in my family can't fix it for me, and that's reality. Again, not saying that we shouldn't treat each other with respect and we shouldn't be good to each other, but we can't fix each other. And that's often the kind of stuff that comes up in these family get-togethers. And also mm-hmm. the people who are not minding their own business, or people who are, you know, violating other people's boundaries in the family, telling another person what to do or how they should live their life. All of that stuff comes up, and it's very, very problematic for so many of us.
Yeah, let's stay with that for a minute. When we talk about pain mm-hmm. body being triggered, because that will always, mm-hmm. I mean, that's the beauty of family. Even if we're when we're closer to them, it's more intensified, but it's always being triggered anyway because we're connected to them.
Exactly.
Now,
exactly.
How if someone was sitting on your couch and they come for counseling mm-hmm. and they're saying, you know, Barbara, I've been reading your book for years. It's really helped me, and now I got to go home and mm-hmm. be with my family. You know, I don't feel mm-hmm. like pretending that my life is all rosy. I'm struggling.
Right.
You know, I know my brother's going to come, and he's going to talk about his promotion and the new house he just got, and his wife is going to show up with all the new outfit, and my mother's going to ask me why am I not married. But I don't know if I have it within. I want to go, but I just can't deal with that. How would you coach them, guide them in really being able to embrace, accept what is?
It's a very, very individual question this year. It depends on, I mean, if it's a very abusive family, then I tell people that they shouldn't go. There's a point where it's more important to take care of yourself than to go. But this is a very individual thing. And again, there's other things that one can work on before you get to the point where you say, I can't even handle it, I'm not going to go. I mean, first of all, to understand that you have a right to be you, and that seeking the love and approval of other people, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, whatever, is so painful because you'll probably never get it. So it's really, really important to find out that it's your job to love and approve of yourself. It's your job. And again, this book actually has several chapters about, you know, doing what you love, following your passion, doing the right thing, and accepting the consequences. And the consequences can be that your family won't approve, that your family won't understand, and that's not their job, and that's not your job to get them to do it. Your job is to do what's right for you, to line up with your integrity, and that will have consequences. And again, if the family is abusive, aggressive, then you're probably going to have to stay away. But if you can mm-hmm. navigate, usually it's not so black and white. If you can navigate and understand that it's going to be challenging, you can't expect that they're going to understand your decisions, but you have a right to be you. And if you're good at, like, setting limits, then probably you can go. But it's not sure. I mean, I myself came from a very dysfunctional, abusive family, and I really, really had trouble going there. And didn't in the end for this reason. There is a point where your job is to take care of yourself. So again, there's no easy answer to this, and it is very painful. And each person has to find out, you know, where's the line for me? Where's the balance?
Yes, and sometimes that pain is not just for one person to bring awareness to. It's like this is a pain that goes deep from generation to generation. So you got to know your part and know when to say, okay, I've done my part. The rest is for y'all.
Exactly.
Too much.
I totally agree.
Yes.
We have the individual pain body, and we have the collective pain body, or, you know, the racial pain bodies and the women's pain bodies. And, I mean, all the different religions. I mean, we have historically these different stories which groups of people are part of. So it's true what you're saying. It's also important to understand that it's not only your individual pain body that gets triggered, but it's the historical, the group, the tribe, whatever you want to call it.
Ancestral, you know, ancestral.
Absolutely, absolutely.
yes. So I want to talk about number four, but I'm going to read, just kind of highlight the 10 ways to live a happy life that you have in the book. I wanted to accept what is, want what you have, and number four, but we'll talk about that in a minute. So those of you who don't have the book, the 10 ways to live a happy life is accept what is. Number two, want what you have. Number three, be honest with yourself. Number four, which we're going to talk about in a minute, investigate your stories. Number five, mind your own business. Number six. I couldn't resist. Number six, you didn't put Missy. I did that. Number six, follow your passion and accept the consequences. Number seven, do the right thing and accept the consequences. Number eight, deal with what is in front of you and forget the rest. Number nine, know what is what. And number 10, learn to see beyond impermanence. This is a work of a lifetime. And but I want to talk about number four, because I really do believe if we can learn to accept what is, want what we have, and get to investigate our own stories, my God, we set the world on fire. So you say the number four cause of suffering and unhappiness are the scary stories you tell yourself about life and the world. Speaking that, oh, wise one, the crone.
Well, again, if we understand that, first of all, if we go back and say that the way the mind works, the way this thing called life is sort of put together, the mechanism is that we have thoughts arising in our consciousness, and that what we experience is what we are thinking about a situation. Situations arise, and then we have our interpretation of what this situation means for us, and that is what we experience. In other words, you can check this out with it. You can see any situation. Take, for example, a divorce. Some people are really miserable when they get divorced because their story is, you know, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life and I lost the love of my life, so they get depressed, they're miserable. And another person gets divorced and it's like, hallelujah, finally I'm free. So the same situation, but people have different stories, different interpretations of what's going on, and that's what we experience. We don't experience events directly. We only experience our interpretation. So when I say, if you want to live a happy life, if you're not happy, then it might be a good idea to investigate the story that you're telling yourself about whatever it is that's making you unhappy. Because it's not the thing itself. It's what you think it means for you. For example, another thing could be like, you know, you get fired from your job. One person can be like, you know, it's the end of the world. You know, what am I going to do? And really go into deep gloom. And another person can be, again, so happy. I really didn't like that job. I'd rather try to get another job. So, again, there's such a variety of ways that human beings react to exactly the same situation. So when we're unhappy, we know that there's something about the way we're holding this event. There's something about the way we are viewing what's going on that's causing us pain. And is it inherent in the situation? And when we start to be able to play around with this, when we start to loosen up a little bit, we're usually so identified with our story that we think that the story is reality. But by learning to question our stories, by learning to say, is it true? Is it so terrible? I mean, for example, often I have people coming who are in the middle of, you know, a divorce situation, and it's a really big crisis for most people. But they're often always projecting into the future stuff that they really don't know anything about. You know, the kind of thing right. You can say, okay, I'm getting divorced, and I'm really unhappy about this situation, and I'm really sorry we're breaking up. That's fair enough. But to say, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life, I'll never find love again. I mean, you don't know if you walk out my door and the person will bump into the next love of their life. I mean, when we project into the future, we catastrophize the present moment. And that is a story which is not serving us. So, again, it really speaks also to what you said before about coming back to the present moment, noticing what's going on now, dealing with what's going on, but stop projecting this forward because that's not serving you. Investigating the interpretation you have of what's going on is really, really important.
Yes, if you're just joining us, welcome, Tia. My guest is Barbara Berger. We're talking about 10 ways
to help you in living a happy life, to really fall in love with yourself, to know that life is going to
really
be life.
I really like to share with you that this book is now, I just signed a contract. It's out in 17 countries, 17 different languages. But the last contract that I just signed is with Saudi Arabia, and that the book is now, this book, Are You Happy Now, is coming out next year in so in all of it, and the Arab Spring, I'm going to be part of it. I'm just so proud of that. Isn't that amazing?
Now, it is.
Isn't that cool?
Oh, my God.
It's so cool.
Now, that's awesome. And now here's the thing, and I think sometimes that's where we get so caught up when you talk about even projecting and living in the future. This started off as a story where you were asking yourself a question, you know, where you were just sitting in your sofa. Go ahead.
This book, I wasn't even thinking about writing a book. It was like I was just laying in my sofa thinking about how old I was getting, and then I was saying to myself, well, what did I learn from, you know, this great spiritual quest I've been on and all the people I've talked to and all the stuff I've done in my life. What did I learn? What do I need to remember, Barbara, to live the rest of my life happily, more happily? And then I started making this list. So this book was actually originally was a reminder to me. And then I remember I showed it to my publisher, my list, and said, oh, that's a great idea for a book. So this is a book that this is an accidental book, and it was really on the bestseller list when it came out, because I guess God was just talking through me, because I just sort of wrote this stuff down. I didn't plan it.
And so really, really what this book is, we're reading your journal. This is you talking to yourself. It's like,
Barbara,
just got to learn to accept what is, okay? I mean, come on. I love how you said you have to write it down so you can remember what it is and see if you can get clearer.
Exactly. I'm pretty dense, right? I'm pretty dense. Yeah, I had to write it down. But the original title of the book was A Reminder to Myself, but my publisher didn't think that that was a sexy enough title, so she changed it. But that was my original title, because it was my yeah, there was 10 ways to live a happy life, a reminder to myself, and she didn't think that was good enough.
Yeah, interesting.
Came up with, it wasn't sexy enough, she said. That were her words.
Well, you want to make happiness sexy. But and clearly somehow we don't know how, we're just gonna accept what is that her wisdom. I mean, you said the book has been written in 17 languages now, and now you're Saudi Arabia. So, yeah, I say, hey, it is what it is. Now, you talk about stories, and as you were talking about the stories that people make up and the part of releasing the self and experiencing happiness is really up identifying with the stories. And I know some people, I've worked with people, I've spoken to people, sometimes they will fight you for their story, especially when they bring the story is, this is what's going on. And when you try and say, okay, hold on, let me just hold that story for a minute. It's like, don't you dare take my story, but I'm in pain.
I agree.
What is it about us where on one side of our mouth, we want to let go of the story because we know it's painful. On the other side of the mouth, we're saying, don't you dare take my story. You don't understand. You're not validating my story that's caused pain. What is it about humanity? What's about us as human beings that we do that? We hold on to something that we know we don't need or don't need to be holding on.
Well, I mean, we're really talking about, you know, it's your identity at that point. It's your ego. You know, that, I mean, a lot of people, it's like the story, the victim story, you know, the poor me story, it really becomes people's identity. So, I mean, again, you can't take another person's story away from them. The best you can do is work on your own stories, and that if you become a radiant, shining light, maybe, you know, you will inspire someone else or the people around you, you know, like, what has he got there? I want that, you know. But again, I mean, we suffer until we don't. I mean, we beat ourselves up. I mean, nobody is beating us up besides us. That's the other thing about it. When you start to really get this, you know, it's so identifying with your story is the suffering. And since we are all doing it more or less, I mean, the more we become aware of it, we're doing it less. We start to get a little bit more flexible in our minds. We start to see what we're doing. We start to understand the mechanism, but we still do it. I mean, even I do it. We do it, but we do it less. And some people, the ones that you were just describing, are so totally lost in the dream. They haven't gotten to the point yet where they can stand outside of the story and regard themselves. The book that I wrote before this, The Awakening Human Being, we talked about that also. That book, I described this mechanism of mind in more detail and about how you can learn to be outside of your story and to witness your thinking. And, I mean, that's really what awakening is about, to cultivate mm-hmm. this ability. And what it is that triggers it in most of us, the awakening process, is the pain. When we have had mm-hmm. enough pain and we can't yeah. take it anymore and we start to say, why? Then there's like, you know, the crack where the light begins to come in. Yes. So yes. There's no easy answer to those questions.
I feel actually we've gone like full circle because we started with who are you? We are God. We are children of God. And you know, that whole thing of holding to stories is sometimes, for the most part, really, is how people used to identify themselves. Because if they let go of the stories that they're telling themselves for the last 5, 10, 50,000 years, then the question becomes, who am I? So there's this constant need to know who one is. And before you go, because we're up the time to releasing the show, but I want to ask you, I must ask you this question, especially around happiness. What are your thoughts about forgiveness? Why is it important?
Well, the thing about forgiveness is that when you start to understand all this, you just can't blame other people anymore. When you start, I mean, forgiveness happens naturally with understanding. Compassion happens naturally with understanding. When we understand the innocence of consciousness, that's the key. When we understand that we are all this divine, innocent consciousness that's born into this body, and that as babies and children, we're programmed. We don't have a truth detector. We believe what we're told. So we're innocent. And so then we identify with all these crazy stories, you know, that I need to be beautiful and I need to be rich and all that stuff that causes us so much pain. And then the actions that come as a result of believing innocently these stories. When we see this mechanism, you can't be angry. Forgiveness is just automatic because you see that everyone is confused. You're confused. I'm confused. Everybody's confused. Mm-hmm. We're all more or less confused. So mm-hmm. compassion and love is the natural result of understanding all this. So it's good to study all this stuff.
Yes, and be gentle and be loving with ourselves because, like, I love when you say you're confused, I'm confused. No wonder we have a disagreement because we're all confused. We don't even know what we're arguing about anymore.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're all confused. Yes, my friend, thank you so much for having me on your show. And I just would like to send my blessings to you and the team and all the good work you guys are doing. I really feel we are family, so I'm really honored to be here.
It is a blessing to have you. I feel your love. And I don't even remember how we found you. Oh, yeah, your agent. Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
I'm so
true.
Grateful that we connected. I'm so grateful. Yeah. I love you. I love your being. I love how you show up. I can feel your essence. You know, I feel you so much, so strong.
Yeah.
Thank you for the work you're doing. And we look forward to having you back whenever that
I'll
is.
I'll be happy to come back. You just invite me. I'll show up. And God bless you and have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and lots of love from Tim and me here in Copenhagen.
Yes. Tim, we're giving you a hug as well. I hear you in the background listening on the computer because I hear myself. It's like, why they got one of me
God
in their house?
You.
Oh, it's on the computer. Blessings. Talk to you later. Life is good. It's getting better. Check out Barbara Berger's website. And we keep talking about Tim. If you don't know, Tim is Barbara's son, and they work together. They write books together. Their website address is beamteam.com, BEAMTEAM.com. They definitely are shining lights on the planet. And reflecting who we are, reminding each and every one of us who we are. Are you happy yet? just say yes. I'm talking about a sacred yes. Because it doesn't matter all the facts that you have. If you can say yes and allow whatever come up to just come up, to rise up and deal with that, you can choose happiness now. Yeah, but nothing. Get your big butt out of the way. You can choose happiness now. But you know what? I am not going to fight you if you want to hold on to your stories. You know, you have permission. You have permission. You have permission to give yourself the freedom that you desire. You do. And if there's anything that's not working for you, if there's just whatever it is, just make a commitment to do the work. Life is not for wimps. Spiritual path is for gladiators. And once you wake up, you can't go back to sleep because it's going to be painful if you say, I just can't do this. Guess what? To whom much is given, much is required. And if you weren't ready for it, you won't be where you are. You have all you need. It's about creating communities. It's about reaching out for support. That's something I think we really need to do more of, allowing ourselves to be a little bit more vulnerable. And no, not be vulnerable when you feel confident and like, okay, I feel vulnerable now. I feel confident. No, sometimes your vulnerability is vulnerable. You're going to feel like, oh, my God, what if people don't want to listen to me? What if I get rejected? Because once you learn to be comfortable in your vulnerability, oh, it's a whole new world. It's a whole new world. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern. So let's kind of, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. We're happy, so we don't care. I might be here going solo. Or we might have Priestess Callista doing readings. We don't know. Or who knows? We might have somebody else. But we're not worried about tomorrow. We're just going to focus on today and dream our life into being. Dream your life into being. You are a dreamer. You're a beautiful dreamer. And, of course, we're getting ready to release the show with Carolyn Malachi, and the title of the song is Beautiful Dreamer. May you know happiness in a whole new way. May you know love on a deep level. May you experience life fully in all that you do because you're worth it. Not only do you deserve it, you are it. So I'm getting ready to release the show. Be love. It is who you are. Be true to yourself. And what is very, very, very important is to be loved. Allow yourself to be loved. Reach out. Hug somebody. Reach out. Ask for help. It's okay. We're all in this together. Everybody got crap going on. But when we can share our crap, we experience the shift. You got to let go of the shit in order to experience the shift. If you hold on to that, then there ain't no shift happening. It's all good. It's all God. Even the it's God too. Peace and blessings. This is Carolyn Malachi, beautiful dreamer. CarolynMalachi.com is a website.
Somewhere there's nothing waiting to become something. Beautiful dreamer.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be...
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.